You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. I'm dropping this episode on the 11th day of December 2019, and we're talking about what else are we talking about? We're talking about Gerrit Cole. Yeah, we're talking about Gerrit Cole. Did I mention Gerrit Cole? Perhaps a little bit of Gerrit Cole, and then later in the show, we'll bring up Gerrit Cole. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Player FM, Podbeam, all the places where you get your podcasts. You can find us directly on the website, lockedonmlb.com. When you get in your car, check out the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network by just saying play podcast Locked On MLB or whatever show you want to listen to. They're all great. It is your team every day. Lots of good stuff is being posted on Instagram and Twitter, so go to Locked On MLB there. You can follow me, your pal Sully, at Sully Baseball, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Okay, let me just tell you a little something here. I am recording this at 11:07 p.m. West Coast time. This will be live and available to listen to in about 53 minutes. And the reason I'm recording this so late is I recorded the podcast for Wednesday. It was put to bed. I was going to be put to bed, and that's all there is to it. You see, I'm giving you a new show every day. Even here, every weekday during the off season, I'm landing a show for you. And I've tried to take a couple of days off by recording some evergreen podcasts, doing this series about the best postseason games of the decade. It's like a little walk down recent memory lane. It's fun to reminisce, fun to talk about it. And, it's the holiday season. I can get prepared for some stuff, still give the people what they want. I'm also prepping the new Bull Durham show and doing work on Real Crime Profile for the Wondery Network. All this stuff. I said, I need to take a little time off from Locked On MLB, but I'm going to give the people what they want, new shows. Okay? You got all that? Here's the deal. Every once in a while, something happens that makes you scrap your plans. And Gerrit Cole signing with the Yankees is kind of sort of that. Gerrit Cole signed with the Yankees. I am a classic Yankee hater. Now, I'm doing this podcast for all of Major League Baseball. This is not a Red Sox podcast. It's not a Yankee podcast. But I am not going to lie to you and say that I am unbiased. I'm a Red Sox fan. I grew up a Red Sox fan. This doesn't make me happy. I'm crying while watching my 2018 World Series highlights. I liked having a decade where the Red Sox won two World Series titles and the Yankees appeared in no World Series. But I also know that sometimes, well, the good times may end and you have to appreciate those times because times may turn around. Did that make grammatical sense? I'm not 100% sure. As I mentioned, it's late. But let's get down to the brass tacks here. Gerrit Cole signed a contract for a bunch of years and a ton of money. And the Yankees could afford to do that. Now, I'm going to CBSSports.com. And it is Dan Perry wrote this article about Gerrit Cole signed a 9-year deal worth $324 million. $324 guaranteed. Largest contract ever for a pitcher. Now, before anyone gets hung up on the 9 years that he's going to have this contract, let's get down to what has to be considered to be brass tacks. Years 6, 7, 8, and 9 don't matter. Years 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 do. Because the Yankees want to win a World Series, and they want to win one now. Now, one of the other huge contracts signed out for a pitcher is David Price. Now, some may point to that contract and say it hasn't worked out for the Red Sox. He hasn't been the superstar ace that they were hoping for. But he did help them win a division in 2016, and he did help them win the World Series. In fact, you could have made the argument that he was the World Series MVP in 2018. And if you look how he pitched in the second half of 2018, he pitched very, very well. So they got what they wanted from him in the first chunk of that contract. And now they're trying to peddle him off. He may wind up in San Diego with them eating a lot of contract. I don't know how it's going to work. But the ending of that contract doesn't matter. They got what they wanted, which was the championship out of it. Now the Yankees want to do that too. And if the Yankees win a title in 2020, 2021, 22, 23, or 24, with Gerrit Cole being a key contributor to that title, that what happens at the end of the contract is immaterial. We saw that CC Sabathia had ups and downs, off-field issues that he took care of in a very strong way, but some things that towards the end of the deal were not that great for Sabathia, but it doesn't matter. He delivered the title right up at the front. That's what they're doing. That's what the Yankees are currently doing. And there is no argument against this trade in terms of the New York Yankees. This is a tremendous move. This is what the Yankees are. The Yankees are a wealthy organization. Red Sox fans cannot bitch and moan about this because the fact that the Red Sox had deep pockets is what allowed them to get Price, what allowed them to get Sale, which allowed them to get J.D. Martinez, and allowed them to get Craig Kimbrell. And that allowed the Red Sox to win a World Series title in 2018. And that deep pockets and some of the smart moves they did to get rid of dead weight contracts and everything like that allowed them to win multiple titles. But the fact that they have deep pockets and the fact that they can withstand the Sandoval and Ramirez signings and be able to regroup is one of the advantages. So don't bitch and moan, Red Sox fans. Our team has done this too. Put that aside. This is a really, really smart move for the New York Yankees. The fact that they are able to go out and they now have Gerrit Cole, Masahiro Tanaka, Luis Severino, James Paxton, possibly J-Hap as their starting rotation, that's outstanding. That's an outstanding starting rotation. Now, I think Aroldis Chapman is I don't trust him as the drop-dead lockdown closer that he used to be. I also have issues with him as a human being. But the Yankees will do fine in their bullpen. Even if they have to do a facelift here or there, they have the starting rotation that will get them back to the American League's title. And they have the starting rotation that when you look at it and said, they're the best right now. And in some ways, this is going to sound strange coming from me, a classic Yankee hater. It's good for baseball to have a good Yankee team. The Yankees are good villains. And Red Sox fans, listen to me right now. The Red Sox are good villains. People hate the Red Sox. People hate the Yankees. Baseball is a little stronger when you have a clear villain. In 2014, neither the Red Sox nor the Yankees made the postseason that year. There was no clear villain that year. When you have a team that everybody can root against, and it was looking like the Astros were slowly turning into that, but no, people can now hate the Yankees with a passion. Now, will they win the World Series? I think they will one of these years, provided that that bullpen continues to be solid and the rotation doesn't fall apart. I think that they have an excellent chance of winning the pennant in 2020. They have to be in the front of the line. I think they're ahead of the Astros right now. Who's going to be ahead of them? The Rays? The Indians? Twins? Not the Red Sox? So, right now, barring injury and barring surprise team, this looks like the Yankees are the team to beat in the American League. And, tip your hat. I didn't think they were going to sign him. I thought he was going to California, either to the Dodgers or to the Angels. I thought maybe a desperate team like the Rangers would have thrown their hat into the ring. But the Yankees got their sights on him. And it's been a while. When you stop and think about the big, huge free agent signings the last bunch of years, even some of the pitchers and players who could have really helped the Yankees. I'm looking at you, John Lester. But a lot of those times, the Yankees did not go for it. They did not throw their money in. And now they did. And they got their man. And we're going to talk a little bit more about who the losers of this situation is. But I want to bring up Spotify. If you're a Spotify listener, use Spotify Wrapped to show us your top Locked On podcast for the year. Take a screenshot and tag us at Locked On Live or at Locked On MLB. And if you do that on Twitter, we will share and retweet. And also, hey, let's talk a little bit about sex. But because this is a baseball podcast, I'll speak in code. Guys, were you a pitcher who used to go deep into games, didn't need any relief? No pitch counts, you went nine. Do you need something to increase your stamina, get a few complete games, and have the confidence your partner will be looking in the bullpen to bring in someone else? Then try Blue Chew. Blue is in the color blue. It's the first chewable with the same FDA-approved ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it's legit. Take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach, on the way to a Yankee game, I don't judge. They work twice as fast as the pill, so you will not need to warm up as long in the bullpen to get into the game. We baseball fans love performance-enhancing drugs, and this one works. You can even use it in Cooperstown. They won't test you. It's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. No in-person doctor visit, no awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since they prepare and ship direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, you get the special deal from listeners if you visit BlueChew.com. You'll get your free shipment when you use promo code MLB. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. Try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, faster, and cheaper choice. Thank you for sponsoring the Locked On MLB podcast. I can't help but think about the Angels right now. The Dodgers could have signed him. Sure. The Astros could have signed him. Why not? The Rangers could have made a big run. Great. The Angels. Did I say the Angels before? I meant the Rangers. The Rangers could have signed him. The Astros could have signed him. I got a little flabbergasted there. And do you know, I'm not even going to edit that out because it's late and I want to go to bed eventually as I'm doing this emergency podcast. But the Angels, this was the no doubt about it signing that they needed to make. Gerrit Cole. They needed to insert him into this team. They needed to put an ace pitcher alongside Mike Trout. Mike Trout, the best player in baseball, the defending MVP, forgoes free agency. He eschewed free agency. He said, no free agency. I'm an Angel. I'm an Angel for life. I'm the greatest Angel player of all time. And I want to win a title with the Angels. That's what he did. And then he held up his end of the bargain. Now, granted, he's not doing it for meal money. He's being paid handsomely. He's being paid piles and piles of money. And he deserves that. But the Major League Baseball's best player has made the postseason once. If I were baseball, I would be furious at the Angels organization. And it was made all the sense in the world that with an ace who is still an ace and young enough to make a difference, is available to sign with the Angels, the team he grew up rooting for in Southern California, and to put that spot, to put that superstar onto the team, and to say, we are going to build a team around a star pitcher and a star player who would be locked up for a while. We've got these pitchers. We got these players. And that they dropped the ball on this, that it didn't happen, that they are not going to have this ace pitcher, is nothing short of a disgrace. It's a disgrace. And Angel fans, you should be mad. Baseball fans, you should be mad. Not just because it was, if he signed with any team, granted. But you know what? The Angels have deep pockets too. And they have a deep need. They needed to be able to match this and say, we got this. You could lead the Angels to the promised land and be alongside Mike Trout winning a title. Instead, he's going to go to the Yankees and probably win a pennant and a World Series. And the Angels are on the outside looking in. 2012. is when Mike Trout was Rookie of the Year, arguably the MVP, but certainly one of the two or three best players and had a spectacular rookie season. 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 8 seasons of Mike Trout. 1 division title in that span. Are they any closer to getting into the postseason now? Now, it wasn't just add Cole, win pennant, but add Cole and have foundation for pennant. Add Cole and hope that the other young pitchers fall into place. These are all things that can happen. Now, what are they going to do? Are they going to sign Keuchel? Trade for Happ? What are they going to do? What other pitcher out there could they plop out, plunk in, and make a difference like the acquisition of Cole? You tell me. Who is it? Trading for Price? Who is it? So the Angels, to quote Robert De Niro in Copland, you blew it. This was the biggest no-brainer in the world to just say, look it, whatever everyone makes you, whatever anyone puts on the table, we'll offer you a dollar more, but we have to have you. And they didn't. And now the Angels are still miles away from it. And the possibility of Mike Trout's prime being totally wasted is still staring in front of us. And I'll tell you what's staring in front of me. I recorded an episode which was the best 5th games of the division series of this decade, which I was going to release today. I figured, well, there's not going to be any more major signings. I recorded it in the evening, so that's probably it for it. So I'm just going to record this and call it a night. So that particular recording I'm going to release on Thursday. And you'll hear at the beginning, I'm saying things like, I think the Angels will sign Gerrit Cole. I do not want you to be discombobulated by that. It's just already recorded, as is this one. So go to the free and easy to use Himalaya podcast, the app, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Player FM, Podbean, all the places you get podcasts. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. Doing an emergency podcast for the 11th day of December 2019. This is your host, Paul Francis Sullivan of Locked On MLB. Please call me Sully.